Today is Daf Beis of Masechtas Kedushin. Everybody, welcome to Masechtas Kedushin. Welcome to Masechtas Kedushin. This is about, most of it is about getting married, the rules of getting married. And I don't need to give an introduction for that. Everybody knows how to get married. Everybody knows what getting married means. Here we go. Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh drachim. A woman can get married in three ways, right? A woman can get married in three ways. What are the three ways? The Mishnah will say in a minute. Before we get to that, we're going to learn the top Tosfos. Okay? First of all, the Tosfos discusses the following questions. It's a short daf. We're gonna finish. Ready? Top Tosfos. Hacha tani behei. The Mishnah starts off ha'isha, the woman. What woman are we talking about? The woman, the woman. How about isha? Right? Ha'isha, the woman. The Cain also the Kamaduch in many places Gabi Ish V'Isha Katani Behei. Many times they have a hey. Kimo, for example, Ha'isha Shahalcha, Ha'isha Shahalach Baila, Ha'isha Shenes Armala, Ha'ish Mekadesh. Many times they have a hey. V'Kasha. So the Be'ahi did non Besula Nises. The first opening Mishnah on Besechtas Ksuvos says Besula. A Besula that gets married. Am I lo tani habesula? And it says, why doesn't it say habesula? The Besula? V'yesh lomar, and Tosfos answers, the hacha, because over here, akra akoi. The Mishnah is patterning itself on a pasuk. Which pasuk? Klomar. Ha'isha, that woman, hamivureres ba pasuk, that is identified in the pasuk, the ashkachna, isha, mivureres bikra. Because we find that there's a woman, not a particular woman, but a woman, that is clearly defined in a pasuk, gavinisuin, by marriage, dichsev, when it says, ki yikach ish isha, if a man will take a woman. Ha isha, says our Mishnah, we're talking about that woman. That woman. Avo basula, but the word basula, or basula in the context of a ksuva, lo koyakra. There's no pasuk like that. Dilo ashkachna bishum dochna. We don't find anywhere besula bikra mefurash gabe nisuin. We don't find anywhere a besula mentioned in the Torah in the context of nisuin. No such thing. Therefore, it doesn't say ha besula. So far, so good.
But the pasuk doesn't say ha isha. It says isha.
Right. So it's ha isha, that woman. The woman that we mentioned in the pasuk, but it doesn't say anywhere besula, so we can't say ha besula, what besula? So it just says besula. Avokasha lekaman ditnan. Later it says eved ivri, eved kenani, alma ivria, amaylo tani behem hey. Why doesn't say a hey by them? Daha muvurarin bepasuk ninu, because they're also mentioned in psukim. Eved ivri, they're all mentioned in psukim. The truth is that this answer is not such a good answer. The question is better than the answer. And Tosfos suggests, Vishema maybe, Bahani, indeed, Eved v'Amma, by Eved and Amma, Ein nofel behen loshen hay. We don't mention the hay by them. She'ein mivurarin kolkach. We're not so clear about them. Lefi shehutzdrach lefarish behen bahai minayhu. Because then we have to specify what kind of Eved we're talking about. Ibe Ivri or Be Kanani. Is it an Eved Ivri or is it an Eved Kanani? Not 100% sure. Obe Ivriya, Obe Kananis. Is it a female? Is it a Shifcha Kananis? An Om Ivriya? Since there's so many different options to leave the hay out. Okay? The Ein Lachush, Daha Gabi Yivama, Katani Ha Yivama. And by Yivama, again, it says Ha Yivama because the Yivama is referencing that Yivama in the Pasuk about Yivam.
Why?
There's more than one pasuk by Eved, so you don't know which.
Okay, it could be that also.
Why don't they answer?
It's not a bad answer.
No, not a bad answer at all.
Why don't they answer the one we were talking about in the last Masechta that we didn't the whole time? Ha'isha that got to get, how did she get married?
I don't know.
Ha'isha, that woman.
Okay. I think basing on a pasuk is better than basing on another Mishnah. Now Tosfos has a whole nother thing to say. He says, V'ein lachash kolkach, don't be so bothered. Shebekama mekomos, in many places, shone hatana loshen haruhut lo bepeh. Many times a Tana will mention something that flows better. And it might contradict the pattern of another Mishnah, because it doesn't flow better. What does that mean? For example, Techein Matzinu, Sheish Mekomos, there are places, Sheshona HaMaisa Kodem HaMinyan. The Maisa comes before the number. For example, here, Ha'isha Nitnes. How many? Bishlosh HaDrachim, in three ways. The Maisa comes before the number, right? V'chein Besula Nitnes, Leom Revi. A Besula gets married on a Wednesday. Esrog shavu Ilan, b'shalosh drachim. An esrog is like a tree in three ways. The Torah nicknames b'memches dvarim. The Torah can be acquired in 48 ways. And Tosafot has to tell you where that is. It's an avos, perek vav, right? The yesh mekomos, and there are other places, sheshona haminyan kodem, where the number comes first. Kimo, for example, asar mamaros, there are 10 mamaros, or liyodalet b'bodkin, on the night of the 14th, we check for chametz. Zayin Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Shiva Drachim Bodkin HaZav, there are 7 ways that we check a Zav. Gimel Drachim Shavu Gitin Hashem L'Shechuri Avadim, there are 3 ways that a Get Isha is similar to a Get Shechur. How come sometimes the Mishnah is like this, and sometimes the Mishnah is like that? You know why? Because it reads better. That's the whole answer. It reads better. It flows better.
It memorizes better.
What? It memorizes better. It flows better. That's what the word Rohut means. Rohut means to run. It runs better. It comes off your tongue better. It doesn't have to be such secret reasons. Right? Okay. With that introduction, by the way, one more, I forgot to mention, there is one introduction. In Jewish law, a woman is married in 2 stages. First comes Kiddushin, then comes Nisuin. What's the difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin? As far as I know, there are 3 differences. In other words, what does Kiddushin have? What does Nisuin have that Kiddushin doesn't have? What does that have? As far as I know, there are three things. Number one, they don't live together. When you have Kiddushin, you're fully married. You want to get rid of this marriage, you have to get divorced.
Arison
and Kiddushin are the same thing.
Yeah.
Arison and Kiddushin are the same thing. Or Kiddushin, they're the same thing. Then comes Nisuin. Once you do Kiddushin, you're fully married. Right. You want to undo the marriage, you have to give a divorce. So what's Nisuin adding? What? I'm not sure about that. Minat Torah, anyway, I'm not sure about that. As far as I know, there are 3 things. Number one, living together. You can't live together without Nisuin. What is Nisuin? It's like a 10-way machlokas, what it is. Some say Techupa, some say it's a big machlokas. So one is living together. Number two is if he inherits her, if she inherits him. I think you have to have Nisuin for that. And number three is if you're Matame for that, each other, if they die. So as far as I know, there's no other...
Swearing?
I think that no.
If Paul can do it still while there's Arison, and he can't do it by the...
Okay.
Can she eat Truma?
I think she can. You know what? It could be Truma. It could be there's more. What?
She's still in her father's house.
She's still in her father's house, right. No, what if the husband's a Cohen? She'd
eat her father's Truma until she goes.
I thought she
would
have her house. No, she's not a Bascom, but he is a Cohen.
So either way.
No. So Minatora, she's allowed to eat the truma from the husband. But we said Midrabana, no, because she's going to go back home and give it to her brothers.
Exactly.
Right? Right? So there's a few differences. I don't know. I don't want to say maybe there's more than 3. There's not that many, and they're all strange. They're not normal things. Right? Right? Did truma and divorce and dying, and all these like unusual things. Right? Standard things, they're fully married. Okay. So the Mishnah starts off, Ha'isha nicknames b'shalosh drachim. A woman can be acquired in 3 ways. What are the kona as atzma, and she acquires herself b'shtei drachim, in 2 ways. Nicknames, she'd acquire herself b'keseth, shtar, and bia. Right? Everyone knows that. Now, I just want to talk about bia for a minute, because it's fascinating. Rashi says, no, the acquiring someone with bia. I'll tell you, what's fascinating about it is, if you acquire a woman with kesef, you need edim? Of course. You acquire a woman with a shtar, you need edim? You acquire a woman with bia, you need edim? Yeah? Who's watching that? Who's watching that?
Yichud
HaRoel be enough? So Rashi says
we do all three.
That's why we do all three.
That's not why we do all three.
We do all three to cover the whole base, all the bases.
We do Yichud Aroi Labia for Nesuin, not for Kedushin. No one. Rav already gave Malkus if anybody was Mekadosh with Bia. But the Torah says you can do it. You're talking about Nesuin. We have a Badeking. Some say that's Nesuin. Some say the Chuppah. Some say Yichud Aroi Labia is Nesuin. That's Nesuin. I'm talking about Erisin. So you have to have witnesses for the ring, which is Shava Kesef. Witnesses for Bia? So Rashi here says, Bia, what's Bia? Ba Aleha, the Amarni says, Hiskadchi li b'biyazu. You're married to me with this Bia. Just like, Harayat Mekadesh li b'tabazu, with this ring. This ring, this Bia.
You split up Erisin and Nisun.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't let you have. You're not allowed to have Bia anywhere on it.
What do you mean?
When you're in your father's house, you're not allowed to have Bia. There's no Bia on that. Bia's, I think, is on the Nesuah, not the Kedushin.
Ha'isha nikneis b'shlosh drachim.
But that's what that nikneis is.
B'kesef shtar umbia. What's kesef?
Is that Erisin or was that Nesuah?
It's Erisin. It's Erisin.
It's Kedushin. It's Erisin.
It's no question. It's Erisin. That's why I told you. It's very interesting. No one ever talks about this because no one ever does it. No one does it. Right? Now, you're asking a good question. So your Mekadosh was Bia. Now you don't see the woman for a year. So now can you have Bia again? The answer is no. Right? Just like when you give a ring. I told you, one of the differences between Erisin and Nesuin, between Kedushin and Nesuin, is living together.
Correct. That's why I said...
But you can be Mekadosh with Bia. That one time.
One shot deal.
Now you're married. Now you live together when you have the wedding. When they have the Nesuin in a year. In those days it was a year. Right? But you can't do it again. So, now, I'm not even discussing that issue. I didn't think about that issue.
That's a problem.
Why is it a problem? That's not halacha. You're Mekadosh like this.
It's not a problem.
You're Mekadosh like this. Right, and now you can't see each other for a year. You can see each other. Just don't live together. Right? They didn't live together.
You have to say, Harei at Mikudesh, just say term Bia?
Rashi just said it. Harei at Vamahak Skashti Liba Biazu. Just read it. So the Meiri says that there are three opinions, whether or not you have to have Edom on this Bia. The first opinion is, no. There's no Edom. No, you only have to have Edom on the going into the room together. That's all you have to have Edom for, which is fascinating.
Well, that's what we do. Well,
we don't do that. We have Edom for Yeroi, right, which also, you don't even need that because they're going to go home together.
Yeah.
Right? So, you don't even need that for right then. Right after the chuppah, they have to have that, right? Because you want to do it right then, because it's a shita. So, try to have as many shita as possible, right? That's one shita. And then some other shita, I'm not sure what this means here. If they have yichud together, I'm not sure. And then he quotes the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos that says you have to have edim on the bia,
which is
fascinating.
So maybe the Arabs are right.
Why?
So parade the sheet afterwards.
Yeah.
So you what?
You what?
They parade the sheet afterwards.
Right.
Why? To prove
the show.
Proof. Absolutely. I can't believe that. Well, they hold it up.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Your brother comes out. With
I'll read it to you. Shitas HaRambam, Ha'edim Tzrichim Liras HaSabiya. They have to see it. Ve'ein Chazaka. Not a Chazaka. Otherwise, you have to come out to Chazaka. They went into the room together. It's a Chazaka. That's what happened. Ve'ein Chazaka Shabal. Afilu Mamala Shitas Yachid Imo Letzarech Kedushin. Even if the husband tells you that. Right? Yeah, we went into the room together. No. Lochei Lo Maspik. It's not enough. Ella Tzrichim Liras HaSabiya. That's fascinating. Fascinating. Okay. Next. Nicknays. B'kesef, u'b'shtar, u'b'bia. Fine, we said that already. U'b'kesef. Now, regarding kesef, Beishamai omrim b'dinar u'b'shava dinar. Beishamai said with a dinar or a shava dinar. U'beis hillel omrim. Beis hillel says b'pruta, u'b'shava pruta. A pruta or shava pruta. Now, Tosfos asks, in the Tosfos of b'pruta, u'b'shava pruta, you see that it's a big Tosfos, I'm going to read two lines of it. See where it says, v'tema? The law have a little misnay el a shava pruta. Why do you have to mention pruta and a shava pruta? Right? As a matter of fact, why do you have to mention both?
Answer.
Why? If it's a shava pruta, so for sure it's a pruta.
No, it's not. What's the cash money? What's the value?
So what? If you can give the value, so you can't give the coin? I can give you $100 in potato chips. I can't give you $100? Doesn't make any sense. So, Dulo Havila Misne Elo B'Shava Pruto, Kizdan Ba'azov, actually it says in Gemara Hazov, Chamisha Prutos Hein. There are five Prutos. There are five areas in Halacha where Pruto is relevant. Number one, Ha'oda, right? B'Shava Pruto. Vo'isha Mishkadeshes, B'Shava Pruto. There are five places in the Torah where you need a Pruto. Number one, to marry a woman. Number two, if you admit, I say you owe me $100, and you admit on a Pruto. The pruta is the minimum amount. You have halachas, you have to swear, all these complicated halachas. The minimum is a pruta. The minimum to marry a woman is a pruta. And the Gemara there doesn't mention a pruta. It only mentions shavu pruta. Because if it's a shavu pruta, for sure it's a pruta. V'yesh lomar, mishum d'tana kan b'kesef, mefaresh b'eze kesef. Dinar, l'beis shamai, u'pruta, l'beis hillel. In other words, the Gemara said kesef. The Mishnah said you can marry somebody with kesef. What is kesef? So the Gemara, so the Mishnah goes to explain. It could be a dinar, according to Beis Shammai, or a shava dinar. It could be a pruta, or a shava pruta. Eina chanami. If you said a pruta, a shava pruta, of course a pruta is included. But the reason why it says the actual coin is because we're defining the word kesef.
It's also a style of the Gemara in the Mishnah. You ever notice that they also sometimes will say you can do black or white, but also white or black.
Right.
It always says it the same.
Right. Right.
You know one, you know the other one.
Right, right. So the Mishnah has these styles that defy common sense sometimes. Right, we'll say the less chiddush before the bigger chiddush.
Correct.
Which most people don't do that. But the Mishnah has styles like that. Okay, very good. The Pnei Yeshua says, the reason I mentioned the coin is because we don't want you to think that this comes up sometimes by people think, if I give a coin and there's a picture on the coin, maybe it's not a good kedushin. Because she's focusing on the coin, she's not focusing on the value, and she'll think she got cheated, some sheet like that. That's why one of the reasons that the rings that they give never has anything on it. Just plain ring.
That's
not what? Right. But we don't want to mislead her into thinking it's worth more or less if you give her a plain ring. So you might do the same thing by a coin, comes along the mission. No, even a pruta. A coin's a coin. Okay.
Malcolm,
yeah.
Shouldn't Sefer Shloshim
do something? Gemara's going to answer that question. Now, kama hu hi apruta, how much is a pruta? It's echad mishmona iser haitalki. It's 1/8 of an Italian iser. Okay? Right? The Tosfos asked, why didn't you tell me how much a dinar is? Only how much a pruta is? So he gives two answers. First of all, everybody knows what a dinar is. So I don't have to tell you. Everybody knows. And number two, because we call it like Mishilo. So I don't really care what Beis Shammai said. We don't hold him anyway. But wonder what a pruta is. I got to tell you what a pruta is. It's 1/8 of an Italian iser. What does that mean? In a few days, the Gemara is going to have a whole daf about the value of money. Okay.
Is that over the soccer?
I don't know. And then Tosas also says, don't bother me. Why it says a kuf in that word italki? Why does it say itali like Italian? Why italki? Tosas says, don't worry about that. So much. Thank you. What is that? Thank you. The kones atzma, and he can require himself back to get. Right? How does a woman get herself back? How does a woman get out of marriage? Two ways. Beget, u'misa sabal. Get and misa sabal. Now, yivama, nicknames bibia. Menatora, yivama only has bia, right? The brother of the husband who died. How does he do yibum? With bia, takes her home. There's no kedushin. All right, midrabanan, they have such a thing called mimer. That's only midrabanan. Minhag Torah enough to do that. Take her home. V'kona es atzma, and she acquires herself b'chalitza u'misa tayavim. Very good. Right, because once they do yibum, there's no more chalitza. Once they do yibum, but before they do yibum, how could she get out of it with chalitza or misa tayavim?
It's a very unusual sechta. Actually, starting with the ground.
It's just like taking before
us. It happens to be. It is a mesecta like that.
Just the opposite of getting.
What? Right. By the way, there's another pattern of mesectas that I know three mesectas like this where they go chronologically. Many mesectas go like chronologically, especially in Moed. For example, Yuma. Starts off 7 days before.
Right.
And then it goes through the whole Seder of Yuma. Psachim. Starts off Erev Pesach. And it goes through, and it ends at the Seder. It ends at Afikomen. Because it goes through the whole Seder of Pesach. Masechta Shavuos. Shemitah starts off with months before Shemitah already, what you have to be there, and it goes through the whole Megillah starts off with 5 days before, and it goes through the whole many Masechtas are like that. Right. Shabbos is like that. Starts off with Erev Shabbos, except for the first Mishnah. Starts off with Erev Shabbos and goes through all the whole, right? Many Masechtas are like that.
Also Brachos are named as.
No, not Brachos at all.
No,
Brachos has no word. Starts off with Kriya Shema.
Kriya Shema is
a... Well, what does that do with anything? So that's what I heard once of Vard, because when you become Bar Mitzvah, the first mitzvah you can do is say Kriya Shema. That's what you meant to say.
No, you can.
But what would you most likely do? Most likely, to daven Ma'ariv. You can learn, you can do anything. You can give tzedakah. Most likely, you go daven Ma'ariv.
At the what's the first Avera?
Okay. By the way, I once heard of art. Amatzah Yom Kippur, we have Ma'ariv, right? And we start off Vuhurachim. What are you saying Vuhurachim for? You just got Yom Kippur. What are you saying Vuhurachim for? You know why you're saying Vuhurachim? Because you're davening Ma'ariv too fast.
Right.
You have to say Vuhurachim right away. Right. What? You haven't started yet already, Vuhurachim, right? Okay.
Because
you're davening too fast? Okay.
But you just started already.
Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ha'isha niknes. A woman is acquired, right? Maishna hacha, the Tanya Isha niknes. How come it says over here a woman is acquired? Umaishna hasam, and how come over there, in the next parak, it says ha'ish, the Tanya ha'ish makadesh. A man is makadesh a woman, and the Mishnah there says a man is makadesh a woman, you can use a shliach. You don't have to, you can use a shliach if you want, that we'll get to that. So why does it say, over here, Isha Niknes, and over there, Ha'ish Mekadesh? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dekabayla Mitzni Kesef, because we want to mention Kesef. The Kesef Menolan, and how do you know you can acquire a woman with Kesef? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you can give a woman Kesef and you acquire her. How do you know that? Gomar Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. It's a famous Gzeira Shava of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, right? Ksev Hacha Kikach Ish Isha. It says Yikach. What does Yikach really mean? It doesn't mean with money. It means with Bia. You take her home. You acquire a woman with Bia, right? Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there by Ephron, Nasati Hakesef Hasadeh Kach Mimeni, the word Kach. How do you acquire a field? By buying it. That's how Avram Avinu did that. He bought it. The kicha ikri kinyan, and kicha is called a kinyan. The chsiv, like it says, hasada asherkana Avraham, the sada that Avraham bought. Inami or is another pasuk. Besados keba kesef yiknu, which is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Therefore, tani haisha niknes. That's why it uses the lashon of acquired, because that's what's happening when you acquire her with kesef. Okay. Just, you know, Rav Kook says, what kind of connection, not that you can ever ask a question on Gzeira Shava, but just a Hashkafa thought, what's the connection between acquiring a woman and Avraham Avinu acquiring Eretz Yisrael?
You said the less Gemara.
Yeah, what did we say?
Women
are
like
Karka. No, not women are like Karka, that's not why. Because the answer is,
Rabbi?
Because it's, this is something that Rav Kook would say, because it's both, they both have to deal with things that you love. Eretz Yisrael, and your wife. That's why that's the connection.
That's a better answer than me. I'm not wrong though.
What?
That's why you went and gave us
a carcola.
There is a
halachic
concept. It's not wrong at all. That a woman is acquired in the same way that you acquire property. It doesn't mean she is property, but there are the kinyonim are the same.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Then now Vinisni Hasama Ishkona. So how come over there in the second paragraph it doesn't say Ishkona? Why does it say Ish Mekadesh? The answer is because Meikara Tani Lishna Daraisa, because first we mentioned the Lishna Daraisa, which is Niknes, Ulubasov Tani Lishna Darabanan. Then we mentioned Lishna Darabanan, the Torah never calls marriage a kedushin. We call it that. So that's how we do it like that. Umay, listen to Rabbanon. What kind of lashon is that? The aser law akule al mukahektish, because now she's aser. She's aser, not he. She's aser. Everyone else like hektish. V'nis nihacha ish kona. So why doesn't it say over here ish kona? Why is it her? So ish kona, but three ways you can acquire a wife in three ways. Why does it say her isha? Gemara answers, but she comes to bar lebisni seifa, because you want to mention the seifa. V'kona es atzma, where she gets herself out. The bidida, she, how does she do that herself? Tananami resha bidida. So to the resha is also her. So v'nisni her isha her ish kona umakne. So it doesn't say both her ish kona umakne, and then in the sefer you can say and she gets herself out. The answer is mitshukum de ikamisa sabal kudas misa sabal de lav iu kamakni. She doesn't do that. Min shemaya who makne la Hashem decides that. So you don't do anything to die. Nothing you do. So therefore that's why it doesn't say it like that. V'boi zema, another answer, itani kone, if it would have said kone, havamina, I would have thought, I'm not sure why I would have thought this, but havamina, I would have thought, afilu bakarcha, you could marry a woman against her will. Why would I think that exactly? I'm not sure. You can't buy something against the seller's will.
The Muslims still do.
I understand, but we're not Muslims. So I don't know why you would think that. I can't buy something from you against your will. So what does that mean? I'm not sure why I would have thought that. I feel about kacha. Tani Aisha nicknames. Therefore, it says Aisha nicknames. Demi daita in shalomi daita lo. It's put on her. She's the one. Obviously, she has to agree. Why would I think otherwise? I'm not 100% sure. Umay iri the tani shalosh. Why does it say shalosh? Yoni's question. Listening shlosha. Why does it say shlosha? Because bishom de kabay lemisni derech. Because you want to mention the lashon of derech. It says derech. Shlosha drachim. The derech lashon de kevahu. And a derech is a lashon nekeva. The ksiv, like it says, v'hodato lahem es haderech yelchuba, and I will show you the way that you should go. That's about learning Torah, right? That's about learning Torah, that pasuk. Ay, v'hela hadatanya, but we have a brisa that says, b'shiva drachim bodkin es hazav, in seven ways, you're bodek a zav, because in order to be a zav is a man that has some kind of emission. And in order for a man to be a zav, it has to be attributed to none of the following seven factors that Rashi says. B'maychel, because I ate something, and therefore I had some kind of emission. Or mishteh, choli, I was sick. Masa, I carried stuff. Kvitz, I jumped around. Mare, I saw something. I saw somebody or something. I hear her. I thought about something. All that gave me, it can't be none of that. It has to be attributed to some other reason. Because, right? So, you check yourself out. And mainly a man does that, because a woman, it doesn't matter why she has a zava, she becomes tameh. Tameya. A man, it all depends. So, more checking up, by woman's not checking out. So, the Shiva Drach and Bokin Esazov, Nisni Sheva. Why doesn't it say Sheva, which is Lashon Akeva, if you're using the word Derech? So the Gemara says, Bishub de Kabayla Misni Derech, because you want to say the Lashon of Derech. V'ashachan Derech Ikri Lashon Zachar, and Derech is the Lashon of Zachar. Dixiv, it says, B'Derech Echad. Echad is Lashon of Zachar. Not achas, Echad. B'Derech Echad, Yaitul Elecha, B'Shiva Drach, Amuzal of Anecha. That's talking about going out to war. You'll chase them in one way, and they'll run seven different ways. I hachi kashu kra adadi. So the psukim contradict. V'kashin nami masnesin adadi. And the mishnayis contradict. Kra adadi. The psukim contradict. Kra adadi lo kashin. That's not akasha. Why they contradict? Hacha by the pasuk of v'hodato lehem es haderech. Right. That's talking about Torah. Dibatorah koi. It's talking about Torah. I'll teach you the way of Torah. The Torah ikri lashon nekeva. Torah is a lashon nekeva. Dechsev, like it says, Torah Hashem tamima mashiv has nafesh. Kasev la b'lashon nekeva. That's why we use the word derech, which is lashon nekeva. Hasam, the pasuk about the war, is debilbalchama koi, talking about war. The darko shel ish lasos milchama. It's a man's way to go to war. Vein darko shel isha lasos milchama. Women don't wage war. Only men do that. What?
Back then,
right? Therefore, kasiv la lashon zachar. That's why it says lashon zachar. In other words, the word derech is both. It can be used in a feminine way and in a masculine way, right? In English, there's no such thing. Feminine and man, no such thing. In French, there is. Other languages have it. Hebrew has it, right? Growing up, speaking English, we don't speak any other language. It's such a foreign thing, right? But that's how lashon hakodesh. Now, masnisana hadadi lo kashin. The Mishnah is also not a kasha. Hacha over here, dilagaba isha koi. We're talking about the woman, katarni la, balashin akeva. That's why it says shalosh, which is lashin akeva. Hasam the legabi ish. Koi dakashal ish libdok. Vei dakashal ishal libdok. Not the woman's way to check. It doesn't matter if she checks. Da isha nami ba onis mitam. Even if it's an onis, she's still tame. Therefore, tani lashon tachar. That's why it says lashon tachar. Okay? Good? Now, my taima tani shalosh mishum drachim. So what's going on here? We mentioned shalosh because he wanted it, because we mentioned drachim. So, nisni dvarim. Why does it say the word dvarim? Three things. We nisni shlosha. Then I can have shlosha. Mishum, you know why? Mishum dekabayla misni bia. Because he wanted to mention bia. Ubia ikri derech. And bia is called derech. Tiksiv, like it says, v'derech gever ba'alma. Right? It's a reference to bia. Kain derech isha mina efes. Okay, another pasuk about bia and using the word derech. So the Gemara says, ha tinach bia. That makes sense why it says derech, because of bia. Kesef ishtar, ma'ikel lememer. What about kesef and shtar? So the Gemara answers, mishum bia. Because of bia, we have it for all three. Says the Gemara, v'hani tartu adu chada. One second, two because of one? That's a funny thing.
Right.
So the Gemara answers, hanach nami tzarech bia ninu. Well, they also lead to bia, because that's what's going to be the nesuin. So it's really a preparatory stage. It's a funny thing, because on the top of the page, the Gemara asked, why does it say the word niknes and not the word makadesh? So we said, because kesef is niknes.
Right.
The Gemara didn't ask, well, what about shtar and bia? And then the Gemara didn't ask, well, because of kesef, we have also thrown in nicknames for shtar and bia. And the Gemara doesn't ask, what, one because of two? Two because of one? That whole Gemara is not there. But here, the Gemara pipes up and asks it. Tosas raises that question. How come over there, the Gemara didn't ask that, two because of one? Viba yisema, or you can give another answer. Hamani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon, the Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Mibdema Amra Torah, Kiikach ish isha. Why does it say kiikach ish isha when a man will take a woman? V'lo ksiv, it doesn't say kisi lakach, if a woman will be taken like that, because misilach isha l'ish, b'bnei shadaka shal ish lachzer ala isha. It's not the normal way of the world. The men propose, right? The men do the quote unquote the chasing.
The
ain daka shal isha lachzer ala ish. It's not the normal way for a woman to go chase after a man to propose like that. Right? Mashallah Adam Sha'avdalo Aveda. Listen to this. It's like a man who lost an Aveda. So me machzer al me. Who chases who? Who looks for who? Right? Bal Aveda, machzer al Aveda. So the one who lost the Aveda looks for the Aveda. Not the other way around. Right?
No sense. But there's one difference. You don't have the woman to lose. You don't have her yet.
What do you mean you don't have her yet?
You're chasing her.
You're lost, so you find it.
Oh, that's the
Shadow Brachas
Torah.
The truth is, it's a fair question, but the answer is better. The answer is because it's the predetermined. So it really is. It really
the baskol.
Yeah, yeah. There's a baskol. The truth is, it's Shadow Brachas Torah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yossi, Shei Brachas
Torah. Do you understand what that means?
What?
Do you understand what that
means? The baskol?
Yeah.
No.
It's a baskol only for the first one, I think.
So the Gemara says that, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
yeah.
For the second and third, you're on your own.
That's why it's called a baskol.
And the fourth.
It's called a baskol, not a benkol.
What? Tosfos asks why it's called a baskol, not a benkol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did he
answer? He answers because it's not real nevuah. So it's like a secondary, and women are secondary. So therefore, he gives that in because it's the voice is fainter. It's not as strong as a real nevuah. It's fainter. Women are not as strong as men. That's a biological fact, and therefore it's called a baskol.
It's the Russian.
Okay.
I thought it's because when it goes out, sometimes you hear it and sometimes you don't hear it.
Kind of like
voice.
Your wife.
Bahadidnan, one second. What about the following Mishnah? It says, Bezayin drachim, bokenes azov. In seven drachim, you check azov. So listen to Dvarim. Or it doesn't say Dvarim. So the Gemara says, Hasam over there, Hakamash Malon, we want to highlight, Didarcha demichla yisera. Right? That extra eating, extra indulging, lasuyil de ziva, can lead to azov. Darcha demishta, Yisera lasuyi l'dei ziva. Extra indulgent drinking can lead to a zav. That's what I said. There are seven things you have to check. Eating, drinking, looking at women, jumping, all these things. So that's why he says the word derech, because that's what led to it. To say the word dvarim might be more grammatically correct, but you lose out that limud. So therefore, the Mishnah kept it as drachim. Now, well, I think we're going to stop here because the next question, haditnan, esrig shavu le'ilon begimel drachim. And we're going to get a whole tangent now about an esrig, right? So I think we'll stop here. The question doesn't... And also tomorrow's Amidah is quite short. I think we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.